brought to you by Visit Delco. Authorities have confirmed that NHL star Johnny Gaudreau and his brother Matthew passed away last night and report the brothers were hit by a suspected drunk driver while riding bikes in New Jersey. Gaudreau played 11 seasons in the NHL for the Calgary Flames and Columbus Blue Jackets. He was 31. And the Phillies beat the Braves 5-4 in their series opener last night thanks to a three-run home run from Brandon Marsh and a two-run homer from Castellanos in the seventh. Delco is a lot of awesome sports bars and restaurants, a lot of live music and arts, and a lot of parks and trails. Online at visitdelcopa.com. Weather today, cloudy with a high of 75. It's currently 67 degrees. To listen to 94 WIP, just download the free Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
Good morning. It is the WIP Morning Show. Joe Wechter back in the studio on the 1s and 2s. We got John Ritchie, James Seltzer, Dakota Cameron, Devin Caney hanging out in for Rita Hughes. I'm watching on the screen over by the, I guess, blackjack tables, whatever that is over there. The Phillies game's on, and they're showing the highlights, and it's 3-0, and it's about to be 4-0, and I can't believe they won.
Yeah, I'm putting myself
back in that moment where I was last night, where I felt about that game in that moment, and I felt it. I'm like, wow, they won that game last night, guys. Like,
yeah,
I just think this team for the last 2 months doesn't win that game.
No, at this moment, so yeah, now they're
they
up.
Did.
The Braves are up 3-0,
yep,
and then when,
yep,
especially when
4-0,
they went up 4-0, I'm like, Sanchez doesn't have it tonight. You know, this game is basically over. And I was disappointed after such a terrible, terrible loss the night before to close out that Astros series in what was essentially, or it felt like, a throwaway game, a scheduled loss, if you will, channel Doc Rivers. But they did it.
Do we have to?
They did it.
They
came back, and I think Phillies of the last like month and a half or so don't pull off.
But you remember when we had Phillies who did win.
Oh, yeah.
No, they're getting back
ago.
Into
football. It was earlier this season. I know it feels like 6 years ago.
It does feel like 6 years ago.
Yeah. If you just get out of your own way and you stop being Debbie Downer about this Phillies team, oh, no, we've lost another game. But we still have the best record in all of baseball. Now, not the case any longer, but we're right up where we need to be. And they are what it looks to be, turning it on at the right time. And I think that this is a group who understands how important this is going to be. It matters to them to be ready when the time's right. The time's not quite right yet, but they're doing enough to prove to us that this Braves team is not. This Braves team will emerge from this this series demoralized and completely certain in the knowledge that they are second best, that we are the team, that this is our year. Like the Braves last night, they were challenging that.
Yeah.
They had some doubts themselves.
Well, Phil still have to do it again
Phillies,
tonight and
then
the next 3 games because they still don't have the season series over the Braves.
Yeah,
the Braves,
that's your point too.
But and look,
every game we win is
right
like
now.
Winning two.
Well, it was an important one last night for the, obviously, just to start the series off right, but the point that like they can't only be a game up at the end of the series, because
right.
That was the worst case scenario. If they had gotten swept, and I think when they were down 4-0 last night, we were all thinking about
Can
it.
You imagine?
They would have been one game up. Like, I mean, that's really, really scary considering how this season's gone. So I'm with you guys. I thought it was the biggest win of the season last night. Plus, talking birds as well, if you want to chime in on the Eagles, coming up in a few minutes. You don't often say, like, wholesome answers from athletes when you have them in the radio, but a wholesome answer from Saquon Barkley.
Yeah. Talk about perfect answers.
Right, perfect answer.
I was so impressed by his interview with us yesterday morning. I hadn't really heard him interviewed at length that much before, so I didn't know what to expect, but I was blown away. I thought he had some great answers and great insights.
I feel the same
and
way.
I'm so excited he's an Eagle. Like, I'm still not fully grasping the fact that Saquon Barkley is on the Philadelphia.
Feels a little surreal.
Yeah.
It does, especially with that position, them spending the money to go get him. I mean, Richie's someone who's already like, them bringing in to however you want to parse it, one of the three, four best running backs in football. It does seem surreal
people
until I see him out there playing every game. You know,
appreciate it the way that we should. We haven't seen a back like this. He's so ideal in every way. You know, DeAndre Swift had real talent. He could make people miss. He was, he could bring a lot to the table. They didn't trust him or our backs to catch the ball, protect our quarterback. Now, not a worry in the world with that aspect, protecting. This back is great at doing that. Will Shipley, our backup now, is going to do a good job in terms of protecting our quarterback. But the difference with Saquon is he's 230 pounds, 225 pounds, and it is just power. It is just torque. It's like we have not seen a back like this talented, the combination of size and speed and explosion and catching ability and route running and just awareness and understanding of blocking schemes. This is going to open everyone's eyes to what a true legit star running back does. Three down guy. Yeah. No, it's going to work wonders for everything. Our defense will be better because he is so good on offense.
Yeah, no, you're right about that. We don't talk enough about the impact, just hanging onto the ball, matriculating it down the field. And I thought it was interesting. You asked him about the pass pro, and he was like, you know, willingness and learning. I thought it was a fascinating answer, just understanding who's coming and all. It was really good stuff. We'll get to, again, a really really nice thing to hear from a football player who's decided to come to your team. What Saquon said about, you know, coming home to Philadelphia, that's coming up in a minute. Let's go back to the phones and talk to our pal Mike in New York. Yep, Michael.
Good morning, my buddy. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, man. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing good, man. Jimmy, it's been great listening to you in the lead chair all week.
Thanks, man.
It elevated the show. I don't know why.
Joe is the best. I'm always I feel honored to get the opportunity to fill in. So it's very neat.
I have one question on Joe. Do we know if he's in Greece?
So honestly, this is another one. I have no idea. I have no idea where he is. I don't know what he did.
Yeah.
I feel like Greece would be an aggressive move, but
to go back,
yeah,
back to back.
But Greece, it would be hilarious if he came in on Monday and was there Tuesday.
I would not find that hilarious. I would be incredibly annoyed.
Yeah, honestly, it might be our whole show is you just grilling him about why the hell would you do that? You're just there, yeah.
Yeah, so.
But I wouldn't put it past him.
No.
And is he with Amy? Is that another thing?
Normally, like, when he does this, you know, where in the world is Carmen Sandiego routine, I follow Amy on social media, so I will see where he is. Usually pretty quickly. I haven't seen anything. I genuinely have no clue where he is. He's probably at home.
Does Amy know that he's missing? Does Amy?
I don't know. I hope not.
Does she need to be alerted at this point? I have no idea.
I think she'd be aware, you know, if Joe DeCamera was missing.
You can reach out.
I don't know.
Are you chummy with Amy?
Chummy.
Did we know this?
Chums?
Yeah, I tell you guys every time Joe DeCamera disappears, I'm like, I know where he is.
Yeah, that's good. Well, this time you don't, though, is the key.
So where
in the world is Joseph D. Kamara?
My
That's
guess is probably
where
sitting on his
in the world is Joseph D. Kamara? All right, Michael, you got us going here. What do you got on the birds, my friend?
That was funny. I was just talking to Wechter about this behind the scenes. Like, that every single calendar day we get closer, it feels like we're going a calendar day away. Like, it feels like it's getting further and further away the closer we get. And I need to get this game here, and I need to get this season started because I am like a caged animal chomping at the bit. I mean, I really am just, I hear people, like, I listen all day long, and I hear people say, 10-7, 9-8, and I'm like, I just want to, like, take those people and throw them against the wall. I'm like, maybe I am seeing something that no one else is seeing, but all I know is for the last couple of years, and I'm so glad you guys were just talking about Saquon, but for the last couple of years, all we kept hearing was like, oh, you know, McCaffrey and the Niners. We got the next closest thing to Christian McCaffrey this offseason. Do people not understand that?
No, it's a great point.
You know,
and we got the version of Christian McCaffrey that the 49ers got last year, where Christian McCaffrey was getting back to his hometown team, playing in front of the fans that matter most to him.
Yeah.
Really does make a difference. I mean, even something as simple as pushing through an ankle sprain or something, it makes a difference. Hey, half of my mom's side of the family is going to be in the crowd on Sunday,
and getting an upgrade on the offense he's playing in.
Well, I think that's a bigger thing for me. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I just can't wait. And I'm digging my feet in the sand. Now I'm sticking at 14-3.
Love it.
I just don't see. Okay, 13-4 at worst. I just think this team is another juggernaut, and we're just going to roll. And I just need it to start now.
Love it. Love it, Michael. Michael, you got an answer for a 90s character for us.
So I am already going to the Killers concert, so I'm trying to think of the worst character possible. So I'm going to go with Estelle Getty in my Stop Where My Mom Will Shoot.
That might be it. That might be 80s. No, it might be early 90s.
Wait,
call,
I didn't hear it. What did he say?
Stop Where My Mom Will Shoot, the Estelle Getty character.
Yeah. You think I know what?
No, you don't.
What
movie?
This
is my point. It's a really bad movie.
Like, Stop legitimately, or My Mom Will Shoot is
legitimately
name.
Bad movie.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah. I've known.
Remember
I've
the
known.
One Throw Mama from the train?
Billy Crystal. What? Of course I do. Yeah.
Wow. And that was with the lady
that
from
was,
the commercial?
Yeah.
The lady from the Wendy's
from
commercial.
The commercial.
Like
who is it?
The in lady.
A, it's a, it, yeah. It's
who did here. The Where's the Beef?
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that true that he actually grabbed her to do his movie?
I don't know. I know
time?
It was Billy Crystal. DeVito and Billy Crystal here. I'm looking it up now. The woman was Kim Geist, I guess.
Okay, so it was not.
Oh, look at this. So this is the woman from Goonies, right? Anne Ramsey? She's the woman from Goonies, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That is the Goonies lady.
How about that? Shout out to Goonies.
Disturbing appearance.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Coming up in 2 minutes, you're going to hear a really, really awesome answer to what Richie was just talking about. Saquon coming home, what it can mean to him, what it feels like. We're going to get to that in a sec. First, let's talk to Doughboy. What up, Doughboy?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doughboy. That's
it's a great nickname.
A great nickname.
I feel like any Doughboy, it's just like I'm in.
This a self-given nickname, or someone had to give you this, right?
No, this was me qualifying for Wing Bowl by eating royal pizza dough.
Oh, it's that Doughboy. Hello,
okay.
Doughboy. How you been, buddy?
Good, guys. How are you?
Good, man. Good.
I like pizza dough a lot also. I don't know that I could do what you've done with
a large pizza roll.
Yeah.
So what did you do to qualify, Doughboy?
A large pizza roll.
Wow. A large pizza. What was that like? Take us inside that.
Give us a plate.
He wasn't as pretty as you think.
At the time, it wasn't that hard.
Okay, better question. What made you think to do that? Because I remember back in the day, you know, it was all kinds of crazy ideas that people would have to come in. I'll eat a bowl of mayo. I'll do this, whatever. What made you think raw pizza, that's my entrance?
That day, I had actually delivered food to the original overnight show, which was Rod and Ray.
Wow.
Big Daddy Graham.
Wow.
And Angelo had an opening for a Wing Bowl stunt. And since I was a pizza guy, he asked me what I could do. And that was the first thing that popped
get
in my head.
Get out of here. That's awesome, man. That's a good
story.
And
we figured it out in about a half hour, and I did it that morning.
No way. That's awesome. Great, great stuff. All right, Doughboy, what do you got today?
Well, I just wanted to clear up some of the stuff with Brazil. This will be my, seventh trip down there.
Oh, wow.
Well, yeah, I'm in the middle of getting divorced from a Brazilian girl, and I already have another Brazilian girlfriend who I'm staying with in Sao Paulo when we go down there.
Okay.
Wow.
The whole green thing is going to be ridiculous, because the most popular Brazilian soccer shirt you're going to see in Sao Paulo is going to be the green Endrick jersey from Palmeiras, which
so
is
you're
the
saying that
rival.
you're saying that's being overblown, the green thing.
It all came because they asked one of the bosses of the Corinthians, which is the stadium that they're playing in, what he thought of the game. And he said, I don't want to see that many people wearing green in my stadium.
Because it's an opposing player. But the point
is there's a lot
of green there
Paulo
is the
team.
Point. Got you. Okay.
Yeah,
all right. Well,
Paul
that's
Harris
a good one. What about like the, you know, the A.J. Brown being scared to walk down the street with his phone? What about that whole thing?
The phone thing, it's if you're not using it, keep it in your pocket. That's a real thing. Phones are a huge deal down there. They don't even use phones. Like, they don't text and call the way we do. Everything down there, even the businesses, all use WhatsApp. So they try to get any phone they can get unlocked, and they can get into.
Sense. Yeah, yeah.
But there's tons of places. Like, if you go, Ibirapuera Park is one of the big nature spots. Like, huge park in the middle of town, completely safe, no problems. They have a place down there called the Mercado Municipal, which is like their version of Reading Terminal Market. People go there, get this big sandwich called a mortadello. That's
mortadello.
So is the meat itself like giant pieces of hot dog chopped up?
It's almost like sliced. Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah, like a giant hot dog, but sliced.
Mm. Yeah. Sounds yeah, like almost looks like liverwurst kind of thick.
Right.
Yeah, there's good knowledge out of you, dog boy.
But there is a ton of, like, I'm going to be there on Tuesday. Wednesday, we're going down to Santos, which is where the Pele Museum is. It's about an hour and a half south of the city. The day after the game is their Independence Day.
Whoa.
It's a holiday, a huge party on September 7th.
Wow. All right. So good times down there. Well, Doughboy, have fun.
So you're saying the panic is, for the most part, unfounded, and that you are not nervous.
Behave like you would if you were walking around in one of the not-so-nice neighborhoods in Philadelphia. It's like being in any other city.
Sure. Okay. No, and that's usually what I think. I think in most cases, most cities are similar like that. Doughboy, you want to give us the best 90s character?
How about, I can't go because I'll be in Brazil, but how about Mr. Blonde from Michael Madsen?
Great answer, yeah. One of the all-time scenes. A little stuck in the middle with
huge
you.
Huge one.
Yeah. So you know that...
His
name is Vic Vega. He is supposed to be Vincent Vega's cousin. Like that. So that's the fun thing about Tarantino is Tarantino's big on shared universe.
Right.
And but it's very
it's
subtle stuff.
It's like the
stuff.
Marvel. Like,
so another example is in Reservoir Dogs when Harvey Keitel, Mr. White, is talking to the Rod Sterling character, like the main guy or whatever. Or not Rod Sterling. Whatever that guy's name is. Lawrence Tierney, excuse me. Where he mentions doing jobs with Alabama. And Alabama's obviously Patricia Arquette from True Romance, exactly, which was written by Tarantino and stuff. So Tarantino's really big on the shared universe, Vegas was going to be something that ended up happening. It just never happened. But great answer.
Still, couldn't it?
I think he might have passed away, Madsen. I think Mike Madsen might be. I know Tom Sizemore.
I know he had. I thought Sizemore had some trouble.
Sizemore passed away. Let me check. I think Michael Madsen might have. Let me see. Michael Madsen. Okay, good. I'm inadvertently killing off Michael Madsen. He's also has the same birthday as me. Well, that's random. Happy birthday.
That is so random.
How old is he?
He's 66 now. Tom Sizemore.
Okay, that's kind of crazy, actually.
Yeah, Sizemore. Yeah. But Madsen's still at a workable age. Yeah, this sounds doable, man.
Tarantino, if you're listening.
The Vegas. Bring
well,
it,
not,
Quentin.
Devin, if you're listening. Quentin, we know you're listening.
Big WIP.
215-592-9499. We're back to the ones in 1 second. I keep mentioning this audio. Let's get to it. Saquon Barkley was on with us yesterday. And to Devin's point, it really was. I thought he was absolutely fantastic to talk to. Clearly a very smart, interesting, thoughtful, likable person. I thought this answer, talking about what Richie's been talking about, coming home, about being an Eagle and what that means to him. I thought, you don't hear this kind of wholesome stuff from athletes all the time. Here's what Saquon said.
It's definitely been a fresh start for me. I would say that's probably been the biggest blessing. You get accustomed to doing one thing and, over and over again for the last 6 years. And now you get a fresh start. I love the way things are run here. From top to bottom, I think Coach did a really good job of focus on his players and listening to his players. I feel like that the city, just that practice we had the other day, I spoke on it before, but we had an open practice and there was 50,000 fans. I don't know how many places are doing something like that. And you could just feel the passion, whether it's funny enough. I know we're talking about golf. If I'm at a golf course and, I hit a golf shot. At least, they'll wait till after I hit the golf shot. But after I hit the golf shot, you get a loud Go Birds.
Go
chance.
Birds, baby!
You get a loud Go Birds chant. So it just for me, it's just fun. The city is full of passion. The fan base is full of passion. And to have a fresh start is something that I definitely needed, something that me and my family definitely needed. My family could see a difference in me.
Wow.
Even at home. So
I'm so cool.
Excited and thankful. From Howie and all the everybody from top to bottom to give him this opportunity.
So I'm sitting here just smiling, listening to it because it makes me happy to hear him talk that way, Richie. I thought we reacted after, but I think you and I were both completely blown away by the concept of him just being at home and his family, his wife saying, "Wow, you're so much happier. You look so much happier. I'm so happy for you." Like, I thought that was really impactful yesterday, hearing him talk about it.
Yeah, I do think it matters. I think his outlook on life being affected can only help us. It can only help the Eagles. This is a great thing. And I love the fact that it seems like he and Jalen really are hitting it off too. You know, like they have been doing a lot of stuff on their own. It appears just getting out and throwing the ball, working out, doing extra stuff here and there. That does not hurt anything. These guys getting along, and that's they're going to lead us to the promised land if they do this the right way. We have so much talent, and now we've got the scheme to go with it. It all feels like it's coming together, guys.
It really does. I've already up my win total. We'll do our official predictions next week and all that. But I was sitting at 11-6 after the schedule came out. Like I'm much closer. I am definitely a 12-5. My question is more really? Closer to 13 than I am to 11 at this point. Like I'm with you. I've started to move that direction. Obviously, we'll get into our prediction all last week. But John, I'm with you. I feel great. I really do about where this team is at. I said it to Elliot. Elliot and I, Elliot Shore Parks, obviously did a Go Birds pod yesterday. And I said to him, I'm like, you know, everything we wanted after the Jalen answer, you know, the question and answer that we spent 5 weeks talking about, like, after that, like, everything you could have wanted for this team to come back and hear what Jalen said, hear what Nick said, see about how they go about their business, hear the reports come out about how they look, like, Devin, I don't think you could have asked for a more perfect training camp from that perspective.
No, yeah, I think that they squashed any negativity that might have been swirling around the team after the comments and, of course, after the end of their season. Now it's just we need to see them string it all together, put it all together on the field week one. This feels like it's been, I don't know about you guys, I feel like this has been like the longest training camp preseason ever because I'm just so eager to see what it actually looks like, because, you know, we haven't really seen that throughout the preseason, definitely not on the offensive side. So.
Well, especially coming off how it ended last year, I think we're all eager and chomping at the bit
to have
new Eagles experiences to think and talk about. No drop of the week today, obviously, without Joe here. It just doesn't seem to work as well. But sponsored by, when we do drop of the week, it is sponsored by Family & Company Jewelers. Visit them online at familyjewelers.com or on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey. Family & Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination. All right, one more segment for us to go. I mentioned before when Kenan Sinamintin was on, I have some Nick Castellanos audio I want to play for you where he just thinks different. But in this case, like, you don't hear players bring up what he brought up. And I think he is stone cold, 100% dead right with what he has to say. What did Nick say? We'll tell you next. It's the Morning Show. We're coming right back.
You've heard me talk about my friends at PDQ Signature Systems and how their top-rated restaurant management system has helped thousands of companies in the restaurant, hospitality, bar, and casino businesses. I've seen their operation. The people, the technology, it's so impressive. If you're tired of outdated, slow, and inefficient point-of-sale systems, it's time to go all in and revolutionize your business with PDQ Signature Systems, the game changer in the world of POS solutions. Joe Flynn, we were over there broadcasting from his headquarters. Joe Flynn and his team at PDQ, they've been the industry leader for over 35 years for a reason. It's because they offer everything. Mobile POS, self-service kiosks, enterprise reporting, contactless functionality, data and cybersecurity, and the best service and support in the industry. PDQ POS is the fastest, easiest, and most reliable POS available. Whether you have a single location restaurant or thousands of locations, they'll customize a POS solution for your business. Trust me, if you want the best, trust PDQ POS. Schedule your free demo and business consultation today at pdqpos.com. That's pdqpos.com.
Brought to you by the City of Philadelphia. Authorities have confirmed that NHL star Johnny Gaudreau and his brother Matthew passed away last night and report the brothers were hit by a suspected drunk driver while riding bikes in New Jersey. Gaudreau played 11 seasons in the NHL for the Calgary Flames and Columbus Blue Jackets. He was 31. And the Phillies beat the Braves 5-4 in their series opener last night thanks to a 3-run home run from Brandon Marsh and a 2-run homer from Castellanos. Ranger Suarez gets the start for the second of the 4-game series tonight at 6:40 p.m. The City of Philadelphia is hiring people excited by Philly's potential. Is that you? Jobs for all experience levels. Visit work.philla.gov. Weather today, cloudy with a high of 86. It's currently 75 degrees. To listen to 94 WIP, just download the free Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
Joseph Wagner just crushing it today with the music. Just on point all show. Yes, one of the all-time scenes. And the Tarantino deciding to pan away at the moment. But then still shows you the ear and the carnage after, but doesn't show you the moment of the cut.
Is this a Pulp Fiction inside joke?
This is Reservoir Dogs.
Oh, okay.
So it turns out we got multiple Tarantinos we need to get against. Two Pulp Fiction first, but Reservoir Dogs is also fantastic. Great movie. Absolutely worth your time. Really fun. That's the Mr. Blonde answer, all that. Vic Vega, not Vincent Vega. All right. Watch these movies. Start with Pulp Fiction now. Once you get Pulp Fiction, we're all good. We'll figure it out from there.
Okay.
All right. Let's round out the Twitter poll question of the day today, sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Armin is offering huge savings on every leftover 2024 Equinox remaining in inventory together. Let's drive ArminChevy.com. John Ritchie, we asked the question today, heading into the 2024 Eagles season, are you more confident or concerned about the Eagles? How do you think the voting results came down today?
Confident. Or concerned, more confident, 62% say confident.
Pretty close, even more than that, 73%
wow.
say confident. So people, to the conversation we just had, people starting to feel pretty damn good about this team as a season.
And we should.
We should, and I agree we should, but it is interesting, again, like, we all felt horrible about them basically until training camp started, like coming off of the end of last season, the Jalen Nick stuff, all this stuff. It was like, oh, man, like they got talent, but yikes. And they've really done a great job of resetting the narrative down there.
And they showed us nothing with the offense in the preseason. But I still feel great about it.
Yeah, me too.
They showed us very little on the defense, and they didn't show us anything that was like aggressive or blitzing.
I'm
or
with
unique.
You. Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
when I started feeling better, I don't want to say great, but better about them, because James, you just made me think with when we started, you know, being more positive about the Eagles after their disastrous end, when they signed Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
When that news dropped in, was it March or April?
No, you're right. That was when it started to turn for
because
sure.
That just signified that, okay, you know, they are trying to get better. Howie Roseman is trying to fix this team and kind of fill holes that they had.
No,
so
it's a great point.
Yeah,
it really is. All right, coming up in a couple minutes, I'm going to play some audio from Nick Castellanos, where he has asked a question, and I think we've talked about perfect answers today. I think he has the perfect answer for the question, but it's not something I would expect an MLB player to say. As Nick Castellanos often does, he'll say things that other people won't. He'll say things you don't expect to. I thought this was such a fascinating thing, and it's something that I feel strongly about. That's coming up in a minute. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to our pal Will in the Northeast. Will in the Northeast. Will, hey!
Tron, how y'all doing?
I like Tron. That's good. Short it. What up, buddy?
How you doing, Devin?
I'm good. Thanks.
That's great.
I always love when people shout out my name. Sorry. I just got really excited.
Do you love that?
I'm good.
Hey, how you doing, Devin?
I'm doing well.
You're part of the team, you know.
Oh, thank you.
Listen, you know, I said something to Hugh and them, you know. I said, you know, I made it to the game to meet you guys in 2022, right? And that's the year we went to the World Series, right? And I said, if I could win tickets to see you guys, then I believe we're going to go back to the World Series and finish where we left off at. And I think my prediction is coming true. I went to the game. And I was the loudest dude in the
You stage. Sure were, Will.
And I pointed up. I'm talking about when I went to you too.
Yeah, I remember. We had a great time together, my friend.
Yeah, I pointed up to the air, and guess who hit the home run? My man Nick. And ever since, he's been hitting. And like I kept telling a lot of people, right? The only you got to know your players. The reason why they kept him in because they knew that he had it in him. They just was waiting for it to come out.
Yeah,
and now
look,
that it's out, you can't turn it out now, man. And
well, Will, we all wanted him that we couldn't believe he was the only guy who played every game, all this stuff. Like, in this particular case, it looks like keeping him in the lineup was the right move because he has absolutely turned it around. He's been their best hitter for a couple months.
Absolutely. And I said I'm going to predict this, too. I know I sound crazy, but I think he may be the one to win the World Series for us.
Ooh, I like that. Well, real quick, though, to last night and the last playoffs, can we call him a Braves killer now?
Who?
Castellanos. The Braves are the team. He hit the two homers in two games, set playoff records against. Basically, it was Reggie Jackson against, right? Like, that was them and the Diamondbacks, that series, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
started it there. You know, he had the
big
catch against them 2 years ago.
See, I'm superstitious, and I worry that by calling him that. Like, Boston Scott was always the giant killer until he wasn't last season. So I just don't want to jinx it by saying that.
Yeah,
sure.
let's not say we killed anyone before.
No, I'm just saying we call Braves players. We called Freddie Freeman a Phillies killer forever. Like, you know, I don't know. Ryan Braun a Phillies killer. That guy never won anything.
What's the name, too? So, you know. But,
you got an answer for us, Willie?
Yeah, I'm going to give you an answer, but I just want to say this. For all three of our teams last season, we left something on the table. Now, this is our season to get it back. You
love
know
it.
What I'm saying?
And love I think it. All I agree with that, Willie. I mean, in terms of leaving on the table, hopefully we get it back.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, what's your character?
Did anybody say, this is bigger than me? This is big business, baby. This is bigger than Nino Brown.
Ah, dude, great answer. Nino Brown, Will, thank you for the call. I was actually just talking to Emily, my wife, about this. She had never seen New Jack City. We were scrolling through. I'm like, have you seen, did we watch this?
Oh, part? So you ask her to.
Oh, yeah.
If she's seen your movie.
She's seen most of it is the thing, Devin. She's seen all these movies.
Sorry.
She's married to me. Been together for 17 years, married for 13 years, the whole thing. So, she has to watch these movies for more. But she had not seen New Jack City. Nino Brown, a great answer. New Jack City, it's a really fun movie. Chris Rock, Ice-T. Now, it doesn't, you know, there's a couple moments where you're like, come on. But it's a really good movie.
Richie, have you ever seen it?
Yes, but that was a long time ago.
I think it's from 1990, actually, from 1990.
Okay. Really?
Yeah, it's 90 or 91. It's early 90s for sure.
I feel like I saw that in Dan Capello's basement in 1991.
Yeah, it's 90 or 91, I'm sure of. I will look up exactly the year. It is 91. Okay, there you go. So, yeah, it was right around then. So, yeah, great, great, great movie. All right, 215-592-9494. We're back to the phones in a sec. I want to see if you guys, and granted, I know this is something that I'm passionate about. I've talked about this before. I feel very strongly about this specific thing. I want to see if you guys feel the same way I do. And if you're surprised that Nick Castellanos went here, considering, you know, who pays his checks and if he wants another job down the road and all this stuff. Nick Castellanos asked an interesting question in an interview. Here's the question and answer.
If you were commissioner for a day, what would you change about the game?
I would change that ownership doesn't have any severe consequences for losing for an extended period of time. You know, so if we're in the big leagues and we don't perform well, we get demoted or cut. If their organization didn't perform well, somebody else would have an opportunity to buy it from them. You know, keep it to where nobody can really own the game of baseball because the game is above true ownership. But that would never happen.
Yes, 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 yes. He's right.
He's
it would
so
never happen. Just
that.
The fact that he's so real for saying that. These are the people who pay his bills. Like, if he's going to go somewhere else, right? Like, yeah, we're lucky we have an owner who spends money. Most don't. A lot don't. It's something that I absolutely abhor. I hate it. I look at guys like John Fisher in Oakland and these people who just make money off collective bargaining and refuse to put money into their franchise, refuse to put a good product on the field. Yeah. One of my biggest beliefs in sports, and it's something John Middleton actually said recently, another perfect answer from John who's just been stellar with his answers to the media recently. But I think owning a professional sports team, like, yes, you own it. It's your money and all that. So in a way, it's your team. But it's a stewardship. It is you have a responsibility to millions of people who live and die with your franchise, whose days and weeks and happiness can be made by what your team does. Like, you have a responsibility to those people, to an area, to a city, to a group, to try your best, to compete. To put a product out on the field that they can be proud of. And you're not always going to win. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to have down years. But these teams, they consistently don't spend money. Like, when you look at a team like the Phillies spending $230 million or whatever, and you look at a team like the A's spending $30, like, that's not okay. And that shouldn't be allowed. And I think I freaking love Nick Castellanos for saying that.
I love him for saying that. You don't think that any of that was directed towards
Middleton's
Phillies,
top four. No, I think
he feels
exactly.
Like he can say
it. John, in a good
he
spot.
Felt,
right.
I have an owner who doesn't do this, so I can go after the other guys because my owner's not one of those.
Right.
So that's what I think. But I still can't believe he said it because, like, if he leaves Philly and we don't re-sign him and he wants to get another deal, guess what? Those are the people talking about paying you. You know,
yeah.
it was a. a very unique thing to hear.
I love that he said that, though. You know, it's funny. So Ben Davis was on the show with us yesterday. Crushed the sideline reporting duties, by the way, or dugout reporting duties, I should say. And in the break after we had Jalen Hurts on, he was saying that Jalen kind of reminds him of Castellanos in interviews in that, like, they're both so honest. And sometimes it can be taken the wrong way
point.
Or taken as maybe even, like, rude. Or And I don't think it is for either of them. I think that they just kind of... I mean, Cassie
they
clearly
have a different
less of
way
a
of
filter.
Going about. Yeah, they have a different way of speaking.
But I
and
appreciate
of
that. You know, it doesn't always have to be the canned answers from athletes. So I appreciate it. I love that answer from Cassie.
He does not give canned answers. That's for sure.
For sure. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's mostly because he's sort of weird. I mean,
yes,
he's
yeah.
a weird
John, that
guy.
Is, yes. Yes.
But because of that, it feels like he thinks differently in a way that can lead to these answers that, no one else is going to say, just but B, are, like, really fascinating and thought-provoking.
Sometimes.
It's the opposite. Yeah.
I mean, you remember Scooby-Doo.
Of course.
Like it is hit and miss.
It goes both ways.
Yeah.
No, I think that's a really good point. He's not perfect when it comes to that. But he does, I think, because of your point, because of how differently he looks at it, I think sometimes you get these gems. And he says something. I mean, even the end of the thing, he's like, this is what I do. But obviously that would never happen because he knows that most people wouldn't even think or mention it because it would never, ever happen. I really appreciated that answer from Nick. All right, let's go back to the phones, talk to our buddy Greg in Atlanta. Time Zero is coming up in a couple minutes. What up, Greg?
Hello, morning, family.
What's up, Greg?
Welcome from the land of tears, Atlanta, Georgia. These people are jumping off.
Love it. I hope you can swim through the tears in the streets of Atlanta, Greg. That's
yeah,
awesome.
How bad was it? Did last night really put a dent in the morale?
Well, they're complaining because they thought it should have taken out Morton to pitch a lefty. But they were complaining the same way we complain sometimes about Popper because they wanted to... He wanted to save his bullpen for the rest of the series. So, yeah, they're all over him this morning, and it's wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful. Hey, before I get to my point real quick, you guys were talking about what your days are like, you know, at 3 a.m. and all that kind of stuff. And there was a thread that ran through everything that you guys said, and I don't want to get too serious on this, but you mentioned about a lonely shift. Just make sure you always keep track of your mental health, guys.
It's a great point.
Really important.
No, you're right, Greg. And we're lucky that we get to do the show together and that, you know, I know Joe, John and I, 8 years running, like we care about each other. We look out for each other. We've been through like serious life things together. And I know Devin is a wonderful human being. Rhea is a great person. Like we all, I get it, Greg. And you feel lonely when you wake up, but we're lucky that we have this group and Joe Wechter.
Like, I almost got left out there.
No,
I was getting kind of lonely.
Which is funny because I actually spend the most time with you in the mornings.
Yes.
It's usually you and me spending all our time together. But yeah, no, it's to have these people that you care about and that you form these like important, meaningful relationships with. They're with you going through it at the same time. I think that really helps, Greg.
Well, just know whether we're in Philly, Jersey, Atlanta, Tennessee, your radio family always have your back. So
thanks, Greg.
Just make
thanks,
sure
Greg. We appreciate it. We appreciate
it. Hey, I'll jump to like my main point, and it's Jalen. I think if you put all his quotes together, you're going to see that what the issue was with the Eagles, whether it's A.J. Brown, you know, making some comments, but tell me the last time Jalen has actually taken accountability for anything. He's deflecting. He's making comments about, it'll be great to have to be able to make the calls myself this year. I was on two different championship programs, which is a shot at last year's team, and I guess at Nick. Like, there's always, to Devin's point about you have to listen to what he says. You do, because what he's saying is, it's not me. It's always somebody else, or something else could be better. And
I hope
I
you're
might
wrong.
Be able to do something, but that's what I'm feeling.
Greg,
I mean,
you might be you might be onto something here, and we don't know, and we will find out very shortly.
Yeah.
If he is being accountable, and
he's not going to be able to hide from anymore, especially now with like the as he even said. I mean, this is on his plate. This stuff is he's in charge of this stuff. He's not. There's no way out. You know what I mean?
Right,
hey, Greg,
right.
You got an answer for us for a 90s character?
Has anybody said Neo from Matrix?
Man, That's a great answer. We have not.
Is that
heard
90s?
1999, The Matrix.
Holy
yeah,
cow.
Yeah, that's a great
That is crazy
answer.
That's
iconic.
90s. I know. I would have guessed that was like 2005.
1999, The Matrix. All right, let's do what we
you
do.
You saw Matrix, right?
Oh, come on, man.
Are you kidding me?
Not again.
You come. I mean, seriously.
Okay,
dude.
Okay.
All right. I mean, like.
No, I have not seen Matrix.
So
we need to do movie nights.
So why?
These are two of my five favorite movies ever.
But she's over there pretending like, oh, I would have thought that was 2005.
Because I know what it is. Like, yeah. I knew that it was a phenomenon and everyone watched
literally,
it.
Literally, Pulp Fiction and The Matrix are two of my five. I have five favorite movies. I have
absolutely.
It's Godfather. It's Pulp Fiction. It's The Matrix, Usual Suspects, When Harry Met Sally.
Okay,
those are my five favorite movies ever. Two of them.
When Harry Met Sally is goated.
I know. It's
when
one of my five favorite movies
most of those
movies,
movies came out, I was like 5 years old.
When Harry Met Sally came out in 1989.
And that's,
now you
and
are
you
much
just said goated. No, no, no.
It's a rom-com.
You just spun it around. Spun yourself
look,
around there.
I respect Nora Ephron, okay?
So do I. All right, let's do what we do every
add
single
it to
day
the list.
This time. Time's Yours is brought to you by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's do it with Time's Yours.
Phillies come back against the Braves. Castellanos, Marsh. That's how you do! Yeah, baby! Time's Yours.
I still can't. I mean, I can't believe. I love you, Ben Davis. You're the man. I'm a big fan of yours. I've enjoyed being friends with you. Like, how could you do that? How could you do that on the broadcast so that for all time, the Hammer's in there
it.
Has his, that's how you do it.
The Hammer!
Ben, do better.
Don't blame the pitching when you don't even have one damn hit and four innings.
Time is yours.
Okay, disregard the previous time is yours. These Phillies are really hit, so Phil.
Time is yours.
Wector, that, just so you know, it never gets old for me. Now, I know when Joe's here, sometimes he's like, wait, what just happened?
Yeah,
I didn't follow that because he can't hear and then he gets confused. For me, always works, buddy.
Joe to camera takes a six-day weekend so he can soak in the bathtub while his mom does his laundry. Happy Labor Day.
Real quick, not to belabor something that we probably should have never talked about in the first place, but did we make a big enough deal about how weird it was that he had a bunch of people over to his house and they all, quote-unquote, took turns?
Yeah, no, I don't think that we
I don't
did.
Think that was something that we, like, we fleshed that. Out the
no.
Were they like on a line, like all lined up, and then
like,
okay, you're next?
You're
come on!
Oh, wow, that was amazing, huh?
High five one another. Out. Hey, good times.
There it is. All right, what's next?
You know,
Mr.
it doesn't
John
bother
Ritchie,
me. Hold on. It does
Golly.
Not bother me at all that we didn't use the bidet in that capacity.
Oh, I'm ecstatic. That
like,
I'm okay. I didn't get the invite.
Holy cow, that would have been disgusting. I don't.
I wouldn't know
who
his friends
like
are. Like who is?
Yeah,
this
those people need to re-examine.
They were like, yeah, man,
why they were over?
Yeah,
there.
Here's the thing.
Why were they using that? Like in line?
This
were they pressured
those,
by the camera?
This is one of those everyone involved in the situation is wrong situations.
Oh,
like,
totally.
Like there is
totally
the whole situation.
Yeah.
Everyone there, unless there was someone there who didn't use it and was like, "You guys are crazy." That person's okay.
Yeah.
Everyone else wrong.
Enablers.
Yeah. Let's do one more.
What if it was a B-day? Like you thought it was birthday. Happy B-Day.
Dude, strong work. Let's remember that for next April.
Right. Mr. John Ritchie, this is Officer Charlie. Listen, buddy, I didn't let you off because you were John Ritchie. I let you off because as I approached, it freaked me out that you were covered in freeze pop wrappers. Have a great weekend. Slow down. Maintain your lane.
Beautiful. Outstanding
hey,
call.
He never gave me the opportunity to say thank you for not giving me a ticket.
Do it right
like
now.
It really was
do
mysterious.
Right maybe someone knows who he is. If he's
he
not
was
listening.
Like Batman cop,
state
like,
trooper. If you were out there on the roads on the AC Expressway this morning around 5:20 in the morning, and you pulled someone over and let him off, or if you know someone who is that state trooper, thank you.
Thank you very
from the
much.
Bottom of our hearts.
Thank you.
You let us have our radio show as well, which we really appreciate. All right, and with that, let's shut it down.
The Time's Yours line.
Where
leave Joe and John a message
pops?
Of your thoughts,
like,
compliments,
where did you get them?
And
like,
complaints.
Like Walmart, Target,
1-5-2-3-4-500.
Okay.
You
got to
snatch
them
up
years.
When you see them, though. because
they're a hot item.
They're not always there.
Right. Well, that's why I asked. I feel like they're not. I don't see them around.
And they're usually like on the end of aisles where they don't really have a place for them.
All right. Let's turn two. We got to get out of here. We got to pick a winner. Also, hello, Zoe. Hi, Zoe. Hi, Zoe. There's my daughter saying hi to Zoe. All right. Let's turn two. Give us an answer for best character from a 90s movie. Bam and Upper Darby. Bam, you got an answer.
Yes, I do.
What is it?
I thought you were going to give it to me. Did anybody say Macaulay Culkin?
Oh, yeah, Kevin McAllister. That's a good answer there. Definitely in the moment. Nice. I'm very happy for you. So is my daughter on that case. John, give us a answer.
Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump's a big answer.
Yeah, that is a good one.
All right, so let's go through the answers. I think Neo stands out as a pretty good one. That Forrest Gump answer is a pretty big answer. We also have Tommy Boy. I like that a lot. I mean, so it's one of those things where, like...
I think it's Forrest or Neo.
I think it's Hannibal Lecter. I think it's just Hannibal Lecter. And I know that I hate to just be like, it's so obvious. But again, I just rewatched it. Like, it's mesmerizing when he's on the scene. Jodie Foster is brilliant in that movie. And he blows her off the screen when he's on screen with her. Like, you take your eyes off. Don't do that.
What
you
year are we talking?
You can't take your eyes
this
off.
This is 92. 91.
Silence of Lambs. So I'm voting Hannibal Lecter.
But remember, he was on screen for...
It's like 22 minutes. It's underrated. It's overblown now.
Neo.
Neo's a great answer.
Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
Iconic,
I'm voting for Lecter. You guys vote for what you want. I know Devin's seen none of these, so it's going to be hard. But I'm voting for Lecter.
Man,
we got Lecter, too. As a tiebreaker.
Right, okay, you're right. You're right.
Don't forget about that.
Okay,
I'm going to go Neo.
I'm going Hannibal Lecter.
And Wechter.
Devin, do you want to just bow out, or do you want to say something that is
new? I'm going to go because I haven't seen any of these, but the name that stands out to me the most from just hearing about it is Neo. So I will go with Neo.
Wow. So she's just voting based on the sound.
Okay, so Joe Wechter's seen those movies, his vote will count
more. You can disregard my vote.
Is it Neo or Hannibal Lecter?
It's Hannibal. Not even close.
I agree. Hannibal Lecter is our winner. Congratulations to Dan.
Yes.
But one of yours didn't see either movie. Yes, I am saying Devin's vote is invalid.
Yeah.
I love you, Devin.
Take my vote and throw it in the trash.
You know what you
just
do?
Like Joe to camera. Just throw them all out.
This is true. This is a very easy remedy. Watch the freaking movies, Devin.
Yes. I should have gone with that.
You're right. Will you watch a movie this weekend?
I will. I will watch it.
Here's what we'll do. Robin, if you're still out there, Robin Caney, if you're listening.
Still listening.
Robin, watch Pulp Fiction with Devin. You won't regret it. It's going to be an awesome time. It's so much fun. It's a great movie. All right. Thank you to everyone who listened and called in. We literally could not do the show without you. Thank you to our good friend Frank on Cypher. No, I'm kidding. Francisco Rojas, great, awesome job as always producing
Francisco.
It. Yeah, Cisco. Frank.
I thought it was Cisco.
Francis.
Cisco was what he preferred,
Francis. We've come up with many, Cookie Rojas, as he's called on the overnight sometimes.
Corporate Rojas as well.
A lot of names for our buddy Francisco. Thank you to Fran. Joe Wechter, an outstanding job back
Happy
in the
Labor
studio. Great job. And again, thank you to everyone who listened and called in. Joe and you, coming up next. We'll talk to you guys next week.